We're on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're toward the bottom of the Amud. We're up to the two dots, which is about 9 lines from the bottom, the words Omer Rabba Bar Chinna. Last time we met, good evening. Oh, the Gemaras are over there on the bottom, on the right. Sorry, I didn't get them. The last time we learned, we really learned a lot about if you made a mistake saying a bracha,
right,
things of that
nature. Yeah, what you had in mind, and what you said, and what you did, and then what you realized you were davening on, you know.
Right. So, we're now up to a completely new piece of the Gemara.
Again, 9 lines?
9 lines in the bottom, yeah.
Before the Mishnah?
Yud Beis Amud Aleph.
Oh, Amud Aleph. That's right.
Yud Beis Amud Aleph, 9 lines in the bottom. Omer Rabba. There's 2 dots over there. Last 2 words on that line is Omer Rabba Bar Chinana, Saba Mishmei Derab. Kol Shul Omer Emes V'Yatziv Shachris, V'Emes V'Amuna Arvis, Lo Yatzi Yedei Chabasai. A person said the Shema in the morning, he said the Shema in the evening, he did everything perfectly, but for some reason, for whatever reason, he didn't say the Brachos, he didn't say Emes V'Amuna, he didn't say the Sviyatziv, which is the brachos immediately after the Kriya Shema, lo yotzei rechavosim, literally means you didn't fulfill your obligation, right? There's no Rashi over here, but it's kind of hard to believe that you weren't yotzei saying the Shema. You'd have to believe you were yotzei saying the Shema.
Yeah, I mean, because the yotzei is Shema, midaraisa, it's just Shema itself. It's not brachos before, brachos
right.
after. That's something that Narabam came up with. Right? So, mm-hmm. So how can you say that when we know that this is the Raisa and the other thing is the Rabbana?
Right. Lo Yotzei Dechavoso maybe means possibly that you haven't fulfilled your obligation of Birchas Kriya Shema. Maybe, which obviously, the question is obviously, you didn't say the Brachos. Obviously, you didn't say that one. Maybe there's something special about that particular Bracha. If you didn't say that Bracha, all the other ones you said, okay. And, he quotes a pasuk for this. The Gemara quotes a pasuk which supports that there's some elements in the Shema or these brachos. And he quotes the famous pasuk Shnemar, Lahagid baboker chastecha.
Which is from Tehillim.
The Amunas Chabuelos. Yes, it's Tehillim 92.
Right. It's the same as much the Yom Shabbos.
Yes, that's right. Lahagid baboker. Right. Lahagid baboker chastecha. Proclaim Hashem's chesed, kindness in the morning, then munas kabalelos.
Who says it has anything to do with Shema?
Apparently, has nothing to do with the Shema, but has to do with the Birchas Kriya Shema.
How do we know that?
Well, the evening one's easy, because the evening says, Emes de Emuna. Right? It says, the Emuna kolzos. Emuna, faith. And that's at night. So, and that's when we say it. We say it at night, Mara. And the pasuk ends v'emunasecha b'leilos. Okay, that makes sense. The first part is l'hagi b'boker chastecha. In the morning we speak about Hashem's kindness. And if this is, apparently it's not as clear, but if you study the paragraph v'yatzi b'nachem v'kayim v'yoshar, which sounds less on faith, but it's complete.
But,
we know we're definitively know Hashem's there.
Can I ask a stupid question? It's Mizmashil Yom HaShabbos, the whole world of Hashem.
Right.
We're talking Mizmashil Yom HaShabbos. This is a thing, I mean, I don't have the English article in front of me, but it's, you know,
that's
saying Mizmashil Yom HaShabbos, the whole world of Hashem. How do you derive that this is Shema? This is maybe it's stuff because of Shabbos, that God gave us Shabbos, because it's the great, if we didn't have Shabbos, you know, how would a Jew function? I mean, maybe that's to give the biggest chesed to Hashem, because he rested on Shabbos, and because of Shabbos, we're able to rest and rely and do all the things we're supposed to do for our shops. Why do we necessarily tie this to Shema?
Well, the pasuk may be, Lahag B'boker Chastecha may be talking about Shabbos itself.
That's what I'm saying. So how do you know we're talking about Shema? It says, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos. Let's sing a song for Yom HaShabbos. So why would it have said, okay, now I'm going to bring in Shema? That doesn't make sense.
Right. Well, I can share one possibility based on the Magid Taluma. He says as follows, and if this helps matters or makes things more confusing, he says that day and night have represent different aspects of our lives as Jews. The night is a remez to Golos, that we're in exile. Right? And the Lahagid Baboker Chastecha, as he explains, is the chesed of the morning corresponds to Geula, represents the redemption. Makes so we're talking about Mitzrayim, we were actually redeemed in the morning, but that's how he explains the difference between Emuna at night and Viyatsev in the morning. But one of the other ideas we can derive from this pasuk is that even though the Shema it's the exact same words in the morning as at night, you're saying the same three paragraphs, but really it has a completely different meaning. The brachos are really supposed to change your mindset of what the Shema is supposed to be. Meaning, apparently the bracha, the Birchas Krishma, which is supposed to prepare you and give you an insight into the Shema at night, is about emunah. The Shema is about faith. In the morning, it's about, not about faith, but it's about l'hagid ba'boker chastecha, acknowledging Hashem's greatness and kindness He gave to us.
But my question, in addition to that, is you only say this on Shabbos. You don't say it during the rest of the week. So if it was meant for Shema, why don't you say it every single day? But we specifically only say Mizmah Shir. We say it a few times at Shabbos, right? So we say it Shabbos, you know, besides the davening, the regular davening, and as well as we say it, you know, after Adam's mirrors.
Right.
We don't say this bracha, this tehillah, many other times during the week. So if it was supposed to delineate us as far as Shema is concerned, why doesn't say it any other time? Why is it Mizmah Shir Liyom HaShav? Why do we only say it then? So how does he derive that? I'm not trying to be a pain in the neck.
No.
How does he derive this thing? Because if you're right, and I'm not saying he's wrong, because I'm a nobody, but this guy's a gadol. But the point being is it just doesn't make sense that he would use this
bracha. But where does it say Lo Yatza? How does it specify Lo Yatza as a bracha rather than the mitzvah? Because
Lo Yatza Yedei Chavasa.
But we know, Bechlal, if you perform a mitzvah, you forget to do the bracha, you still perform the mitzvah. You don't say the mitzvah. In fact, but you can't go back and say the bracha.
That's why it's hard to believe that you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Shema, maybe a Berachas Kriya Shema, or there's a certain element of the Shema which the brachos are supposed to give you insight into that you haven't said the Shema in the best way. But I think Rashi actually asks your question. I'm imagining this is what Rashi's bothered with. Because if you look at the second to last thin line, which is only about, it's only six lines from the bottom, Rashi says, Shnemar Lahagi Babuka Chastecha. So Rashi says, Ubirchas Emes V'yatsiv in the morning, Kula al Chesed Sh'osimi Mavosenu. That entire paragraph discusses Chesed, right? Which is Emunos Chab Lahagi Babuka Chastecha.
Shahosi Osamim is
right. Right, Hashem took us out of Egypt, this is Ubaka Lahamayam, he split the sea, Vaviram. Ubirchas, that's so he helped us in all these ways. These are great forms of chesed.
Right.
Okay. Ubirchas emes v'emuna. What is the paragraph of emes v'emuna? V'emuna kozos talk about at night. Menaver ba af al haasidos shon musapin shekayim lanu haftachaso v'emunasa v'ligolenu. That it's not a past geula, but it's a future that we're anticipating, we're hoping that Hashem will redeem us, so we have this amunah at night, this faith, which at night things are more
dark.
We don't know, right? Things are questionable. You don't see Hashem's glory as well.
This is almost a pervasive theme, because we start out in the morning with Abba Rabba, and then when we in the evening we say Abba Olam. So that's the pervasive theme, that it's a great chesed to begin with, but then in Myra we're talking about something for Latid Lavoa, about the lumps.
Which is greater.
Yeah.
The ultimate Geula will be greater than, but the difference is at least the one of them we experienced. The other one is just, we talk about, but we haven't seen. So it's still, we're left in the dark, so to speak, until that glorious moment. I'm not sure if that really answers your question. But at least what Rashi was doing was trying to find out the connection of that pasuk of chesed and amunah to the morning at night. So at least he does that. But the question is,
but he has a comparison to to Shema, he brings it out to Sias Mitzrayim, to this, that, and the other thing, which is fine.
Right.
But how, where are you bringing, you know, and as I said, this is a tefillah that we say only on Shabbat. So if it's only for Shabbos, so how many, what are you saying that this is for Shema, which we say every day of the week, you know? Do I stay every day of the week, 7 times a week? Right. 7 days a week. So that's what I'm saying. Wait, right. This pasuk doesn't, where he's bringing it from, doesn't make sense to be a raya.
Right.
That you're not yotze yidei chavasa, because what are you talking about? And I'm surprised, you know.
I'm not sure if the pasuk lahagi b'boker would only be about Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos is more of a designated day of the week where a person has the greater ability to focus on those things.
Exactly, because it is Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. That's what I'm trying to say. In fact, we only say it then. We don't really say it any other time.
Yeah, but you got to remember that tehillim starts out in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, Mizmor Shir La'atid Lavoh. So there's a reference there to connecting the past and the future.
What about, what is it?
Wait, what's it say? Hold on.
Does it say that?
Hold on, I got it fine.
But I mean, the idea of this particular way to look at it is, it's not that it's only on Shabbos, because what does it say? It also says Tov Hodos Hashem.
Yeah.
So the rest of the week, it's not so good to praise Hashem.
No, but you specifically, why doesn't he say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos any other time? It's like you have Shir Malos a million times, Shir Lamalos, except for the one Shir Lamalos. He repeats it, but if it was for anything other than Shabbat,
right,
he would have used the thing. But I'm looking here, you're saying.
You can look in the English. That's a Shabbos sitter, so it's probably be
interesting. No, this is the regular, but it's not the English.
Oh, that doesn't have a Shabbos? Mm-hmm. That's not Shabbos?
Oh, I doubt.
Because you can look in the Pesuk of the Zimmer of Shabbos, and I'll give you the English translation for that. But I think that is the Shira that we sang on Shabbos, but Shabbos is a designated, specific time where a person can focus with greater ability these particular attributes.
Yeah, look at where Oscar says it, okay?
Oh, good.
Yeah, Rabbi Arthur Scroll, he says this.
Yes.
Mizmor Shalim Shabbos, a song for the Sabbath day. This psalm is recited at festival as well as the Sabbath, because they too refer to it as a Sabbath in the Torah. Although the psalm is identified as belonging particularly to the theme of Sabbath, indeed it was the Levite song for the Sabbath temple service. Text contains not a single direct reference to the Sabbath.
Oh.
One explanation is that it refers not to the Sabbath, but to the world to come when man will achieve the spiritual perfection we only glimpse during the Shabbat. The psalm will thus be suited to Shabbat, which assembles that future spiritual perfection, and this is Rashi says this. So the point being is, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with Shema. If there's anything, it's the world to come. Shema doesn't have anything to do about the world to come. Where in the three parashas of Shema do we talk about?
We talk about
Yetzias Mitzrayim. We talk about if, you know, punishment, good and evil. If we reward, Vayav Shamoa. If we listen to Hashem, then we'll have this. And if we don't, we're going to have all kinds of problems. And it talks about tzitzis. So where does he get this theme? Because I don't see any correlation here. I'm sure there are other, you know, more suited to it. But this,
I mean, if this paragraph focuses on the future, the future doesn't know what to think about the world to come. The future could also be, blessed love, could we also mean the future redemption, the future geula, which is exactly what the paragraph of the Emunah Kol Zos talks about, the future geula, and contrasting it to our present one that we've already experienced by leaving Mizrayim. So, I mean, there could be. It's not a great,
you want to bring a pasuk. I mean, you know, like we learn in Sanhedrin, you bring a pasuk. The pasuk says that it makes sense. But here you just, it's like, you don't even bring a pasuk. You bring something from Tehillim.
Right.
Which is,
I mean, that's he comes up with this interesting halacha that you have not fulfilled your obligation. And there's no pasuk clearly there.
Right, and where does he bring something? Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. I mean, which if anything talks about the future, you know, it's like.
Right. It's, right. And that's, he doesn't. But that's how he bases it. It's not necessarily clear-cut pasuk to support his theory.
You would have to almost add here two words. Say lo yatzai yedei chovato. You say lo yatzai yedei chovato. The kavanah shlema. You're missing part of the kavanah. You did the mitzvah, but you're missing part of the kavanah.
Because as we said, the mitzvah do raisa shema. It doesn't say anything before or after. It doesn't say anything about brachos. The brachas were so important. Why would, don't you think that the Torah would say it? I mean, the Torah gives a certain dinim and mitzvos that we have to do and we have to say. You know, I mean, you go through truma, you go through all the mishpah, you go through everything. Right. And the Torah wants you to do something. He says, hey, do this, you know. But tzitzis, al kanfei v'deihem. It doesn't say anything about brachas before bracha there. You know, we're the ones that made the whole big deal about it, not the Torah. And how does he come across and say, you know, again? The
Torah tells you about brachas.
No, it doesn't say a brach. That's what I'm saying.
But the bracha comes afterwards.
Right.
It's really Rabbanan that tell us to take the bracha.
That's my point. And he's quoting
Tehillim. It's to give us the kavanah that
aim
us in the right direction when we're doing it to get the most out of it.
I understand what I'm saying, but nowhere. That's what I'm saying. So how come he says you cannot yotze? You said the three parshas. Because that's all the Torah says you need to do. You're coming along, and they say you got to say this, and you got to say that.
Right. But that's how I think the Kavanah Shlema makes sense, because the idea of the brachos are really to give us that insight that in the earlier generations that would not need the brachos, because they knew they were right on target when it came to the mitzvah. They didn't need to be reminded they're about to fulfill the mitzvah.